your easiest smile. Thought I was someone else's daughter that got us talking a while. Southern bird, northbound. Ruby leaves we made for the road. You caught me with my guard left down. Well, we watched the fire burn across the bay. Heard the sirens howl. Knew that they would come our way. Sun and moon rolling through the day. Sweetest apple, gold to the core. Winter grew and we fed the flames like greedy fools. Back for more. Every night I watch you watching me from the back of the room. What else was I meant to do? Well, we watched the fire burn across the bay. Heard the sirens howl, knew that they would come our way. The day came and south went the bird. I knew the story, we wrote the lines. That don't mean the punchline doesn't hurt. We are the flaws in the design.
My name is Stephen Brooks. I'm an emergency doctor and researcher in the Faculty of Health Sciences at Queen's University. Out-of-hospital cardiac arrest affects about 35,000 people across Canada every year. The sooner treatment begins, the higher the probability of recovery. Neighbors Saving Neighbors is a pilot program to improve survival for people who experience sudden cardiac arrest in Frontenac County. Let us teach you how to do CPR, use an AED, and become a lifesaver. Consider becoming a Neighbor Saving Neighbors volunteer.
Apply today at frontenacparamedics.ca.
Hey, Cher. I think you're pretty funny.
I think you're pretty funny too, Tara.
Well, that's good because, you know, 30 Years of Nonsense is a great show and we do it every Thursday from 4 to 5.
We absolutely do. And people can listen in at CFRC 101.9 or CFRC.ca.
Yeah, and we play basically all of our music from the 70s, the 80s, 90s, and current in all different genres.
And we share all of our nonsense and memories. I really hope people listen in.
Me too. See you there.
Harper, host of Phase Radio, airing on CFRC 101.9 FM every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m., where we'll lean into all our different phases. Happy, sad, anxious, angsty, angry, and excited. Tune in each week as we revisit past mistakes, explore dreamy adventures, and embrace current moods with a variety of indie rock tunes.
Okay, dokie. Okay, First things first, I got to shut this guy up. There we go. All right, in that set, we started off with Dana Sipos, who will be playing at Musicky on Wednesday night. Now, we took that from her Astral Plane album that came out in 2021. Maybe when she comes to play at Musicky on Wednesday, she'll have new product with her. Whoa, wouldn't that be great? All right. Yeah, Dana Sipos. We had the Pairs out to breakfast. That's taken from their Together on a Rock album, which is their latest. And Mia Kelly and South Went the Bird. To be clear, her latest album. So these are all people I'm seeing this week, coming week. And I still have to play Irish Mason. Yeah. Okay. So what do we got for you now? Ooh, yeah. This is, again, a nod to the Day of Truth and Reconciliation. We got a bunch of Aboriginal artists here. Oh, cream of the crop stuff, guys. Don't worry. We're going to start off with, well, my favorite. Well, Burnstick is becoming my favorite. But let's just say we got some Buffy St. Marie, Digging Roots, and Crystal Shawanda in this set. I'm Hugh. This is Folk Everything on CFRC. Oops, no, hit that.
Indian legislation's on the desk of a do-right congressman. Now, he don't know much about the issue, so he picks up the phone and he asks advice of the senator out in Indian country, a darling of the energy companies who are ripping off what's left of the reservations. I learned a safety rule. I don't know who to thank. Don't stand between the reservation and the corporate bank. They'll send in federal tanks. It isn't nice, but it's reality. Bury my heart in wounded knee. Deep in the earth.
I'm Stephen Fearing. We're at Stewart Park Festival in Perth, and you're listening to Folk Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 in Kingston.
It all looks
of a folk blues jazz thing. Crystal Shawanda is who that was. And that was a track called Ba-ba-ba-dum. Would You Know Love from Crystal Shawanda. We had Digging Roots in front of that, No Breaking. And Buffy St. Marie with Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee. Okay, I'm Hugh. This is Folk Everything. We're winding it down because we got a football game coming by your way at about 12:45. Queens is in Guelph. Whoa, yeah, and it's going to be live right here on CFRC. We're so pleased to be able to do that. All right, what do we got? Oh, he's coming to town. I can't believe it. Do I have a date? I don't even know if I put a date in here. We'll find it if it's here. Oh, I don't think it's here. Oh, well. Okay. But, oh, hang on. Is that it? No. That's it. Krista Berg is coming to town. Let's just, I don't, he's coming in, I think, late November, December. Yeah. I haven't seen him in years and years and years, so this will be fun. All right, so we're going to kind of play you a Krista Berg tune. We're going to play a thing called The Tower. Yeah, that's taken from Spanish Train 1975. This is Krista Berg on Folk Everything.
A great lord came walking through the forest one morning with a weapon in his hand. Rich was his castle, he lacked for nothing, but killing was his plan. When a white bird flew by, she fell from the sky. Nothing was found, only blood on the ground. She's gone. Cursing his fortune, he turned to the forest to kill once again. Standing before him was a lovely young woman with her hand hung in pain. When he saw her, his eyes were filled with desire. He said, I must have her, she must be mine. She will be mine. He offered her silver, he offered her gold, but she threw it on the ground. He fell to his knees and he begged her, oh please come with me, what you wish will be found. She said, so I'll go with you, put up your bow and spare these creatures, leave them in peace. You have no need, but our words were lost in the wind. His eyes were fixed on a queen, and all he saw was a woman, and all she was. Took her and bound her with ropes tied around her to his castle. He did ride. In a wood was a bower where stood an old tower, and he threw her deep inside. Then the birds left the sky, and a terrible cry brought thunder and lightning and rain falling down. Tears on the ground. All through the days on her face he would gaze, for she was lovely as the spring.
speak, but leave them in peace. And some sad lament she would sing. Oh, one day by the door, at the window, he saw a single white feather was lying on the floor. She was there. Cold heart is crying for the love of the girl. For many an hour he has wept on the tower, for she meant more than well. And once in the sky a white bird flew by, he lifted his hand, he cried out in pain. Come back again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's live.
And konnichiwa, everybody.
Yeah.
This next song is from Buddha and the Chocolate Box.
Well, we're not. This is live. That's what he did. Okay. Let's just see. That was taken. Where did we record that? Well, I didn't. Somebody did. Where are we? Oh, my goodness. I'm just losing my mind. Wild World live at the Nakano Sun Plaza in Japan, 1974.
That one. All right, Cat Stevens, Wild World Live. And we also had Krista Berg in there, who's going to be coming to town, and that was The Tower, taken from Spanish Train and Other Stories, 1975. Okay. You know, we got a football game coming up today, so you're going to want to stick around for that, I'm sure. But to take us away, we got a long one. This is beautiful, though. It's by a band called The Unthanks. Okay, this is taken from their Mount the Air album that came out in, 2015, I think? Let me find a date on this somewhere. Wait, you recorded August 2012 to October 2014 is when it was recorded, released in 2015. Okay, it's two sisters, Rachel and Becky. Rachel Unthank and Becky Unthank. Adrian McNally's playing all over this thing. Did he produce it? Maybe. Yeah. Adrian McNally produced this as well. We're going to play you a track called Foundling from their 2015 album, Mount the Air. This is The Unthanks on Folk Everything. On CFRC, I'm Hugh. I'm so glad to have you along, and I'll see you next week. Enjoy the football game. They'll probably fade this away, so be ready.
Hard to starve and death almost to me. If fortune should her favors give, that I in better plight may live, I'd surely give my girl the best and keep her safe upon my breast. The fashion to care about children, you see. Handel and Hogarth are all about me. I'm fashioned from sequined philanthropy. No mother, I have no mother. Just me. If fortune had a favor granted, my father would have not enchanted. I am a child, but not so you. The choice you made was for me too.
Your father left me, and now I know why. Rather than deal me his true fate, he's told me of love from this war, so that I might detest him when he was gone. Better a black heart than one full of pain for a soldier who might not return again. Innocent and safe from his future in war, he loved me, and I loved him far longer. Mother, how can you know this? Please tell me he came back and found you. Your father's brother to see you, to tell you all that you want to know, to tell you all of your father, and to honor his dying wishes. £70 from his wages.
Looking for the perfect lunch spot on campus? Do you want somewhere that's casual, comfortable, and affordable? Then head on down to the Grad Club at 162 Berry Street. With a warm, inviting atmosphere and an outstanding set of food and drink deals, the Grad Club will both fill your belly and lift your spirits. Follow at the Grad Club on Instagram to get the latest and greatest deals and offers. The Grad Club proudly presents Gales Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM. Good afternoon, football fans. This is Jesse Bell here with you live at Guelph's beautiful Alumni Stadium for season 102 of Gales Game Day, live on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. As you can probably hear, it is a packed house here in the stands at Guelph, and we should be in for one heck of a football game as your Queens Gales are looking to crash the homecoming party once more here at Guelph. Before we get into these specifics, let me give a big shout out to our title sponsor this year, the Grad Club, located in the heart of the Queen's University campus. The Grad Club is a premier destination for concerts, events, and private gatherings in the city of Kingston. The Grad Club and its staff pride themselves on creating a safe, inclusive space for all. Interested in booking your next event, function, or study group? Hey, no problem. Head to thegradclub.ca for more information. You are, of course, going to hear more from the Grad Club throughout today's broadcast, but let me offer a warm thank you once more to the Grad Club. Folks, we are in store for a football game of massive importance as the Queens Gales, coming into today with a 4-2 record, are taking on the hometown Guelph Griffins, coming into today with a 2-4 record. Simply put, neither team can afford to lose this game, the Gales have locked up a playoff spot, but they are playing for prime playoff positioning. More specifically, they are looking to secure a first-round home game for the OUA quarterfinals. Guelph, they are fighting for their playoff lives. After a strong start to the season, Guelph did hit a bit of a mid-year skid, but they are rebounding nicely and are always a huge threat to take down Queens any day, anytime, anywhere, but especially more so when it's in front of a packed crowd of well over 12,000 people here at Alumni Stadium. Let's talk about the Gales' last game. Simply put, total domination from Queens as they mauled the York Lions 57-5. Offensively, we saw a career day from number 12, Alex Vraken. 17 completions for nearly 400 yards and 4 touchdowns in just 3 quarters of work, I might add. His top target, as usual, was number 16, Nathan Falcone, who had his own career day. 6 receptions, 258 yards, 3 touchdowns. That 258-yard performance was actually the third best single-game receiving performance in program history. He had 2 touchdowns from Vraken and a third, an 80-plus-yard sprint from Anthony Leo. Falcone now sits on 19 career receiving touchdowns, good for 4th on the program's all-time list. He is 4 back of tying the great Brad Smith with 23, 5 away from breaking it with 24. Speaking of 24, number 24, Ashton Miller Melançon is also on the historic path. He tallied his 15th career interception last week, putting him just 1 back of Daryl Penner and Jimmy Allen for the first place tie with 16. Another Queens player on the record-breaking hunt, number 29, Jared Kasari. We saw a typically efficient day from number 29, 9 carries, 139 yards, and 2 touchdowns. He's just the 4th runner in program history to hit the 3,000-yard plateau, and his 22 rushing touchdowns put him 6th on the all-time program list. Kasari should move past both Larry Moore and Mike Giffen today if he tallies 34 total yards to move into 4th on that all-time list. A couple of 200-yard games would give Kasari the all-time program record, but admittedly, that is asking a lot given the caliber of defense he'll be facing in the final 2 games of the season. The Queens O-line was locked in last week, keeping their quarterback clean and, of course, opening large running holes for not just Jared Kasari, but Isaiah Adams and Ethan Dahl as well. Number 67, Riley Sherman, I speculated on his health at the end of last week's game. He is A-okay. He is in the lineup today. Defensively, last week was all about number 52, Ollie Jackson. 4 total sacks, 5 tackles on the quarterback, Keegan Hall. Just a ridiculous performance from OJ, and he is hungry for more. Going to be hunting some of these athletic Guelph quarterbacks here at Alumni Stadium. Another great performer last week, number 26, Keegan Vanek, who tallied his 10th career regular season interception. He and Ashton Miller Melançon have combined for 25 regular season interceptions, perhaps the most formidable defensive backfield pairing in Queens history. Let's talk about the Guelph Griffins. It has been a roller coaster year for Guelph. We talked about a strong start to the season, a narrow 5-point loss to Laurier. But since then, it's been a bit of a rough go for the Griffins. They lost to Western on the road 53-33. They beat Windsor at home 31-17. They dropped a close one here at Alumni Stadium to the Ottawa Gigis before shockingly losing on the road to the then winless McMaster Marauders, a game largely dominated by Max pass rush. Last week, Guelph did get a big rebound victory over the Carleton Ravens, thanks in no small part to 4 interceptions from Johnny Green, tying an OUA single game record. Offensively, this Guelph team is as talented as ever. Tristan Abood, one of the best quarterbacks in the country, a physical marvel, tall, strong, fast, He is one of the very best for a reason. That opening season game against Laurier, over 500 all-purpose yards. Behind him, we have number one, Marshall McCray, probably the best running quarterback in the country, but don't sleep on his pass abilities either. The rushing game last week was paced by Donovan Malloy and Mason Duval, but it is worth noting that Donovan Malloy is not on the dress roster today. It'll be Isaiah Smith and Mason Duval, along with Caleb Sargent as your three tailbacks. Defensively, this is a Guelph team with a lot of great athletes. We talked about Johnny Green, his four interceptions, but don't sleep on Javon Jacobson, number zero, outstanding linebacker for the Guelph Griffins. Number 13, Kyle Simon-Guerin, one of the best defensive halfbacks in the OUA. Number six, Nathaniel Slaughter, another immensely talented secondary player. In terms of who Abood and McCray like to throw it to, well, one of Guelph's big targets, Jared Tessier, is back in the lineup this week, alongside William Arsenault, who had a touchdown reception and a touchdown pass to Tristan Abood last week. So this Guelph offense, they like to mix it up. They like to get tricky out there. We'll see if they've got any sneaky, shifty trick plays in the cards for the Gales defense today. Head-to-head, these Queens Guelph games are almost always high-octane slugfests. You can hear the home team make their way to the field right now. Queens does have a four-game winning streak against the Griffins, but three of those four contests have been one-score affairs. The sole outlier was a 2022 62-11 thrashing, which was a bit of a revenge game for the Gales, getting Guelph back after losing 66-0 here at homecoming back in 2015. From a sheer numbers standpoint, the Gales have an 11-6 win-loss record over Guelph since 2007. As I mentioned, most of these games have been close, save the 62-11 victory for Queens in 2022 and the 66-0 victory for Guelph in 2015. Last year, we saw an absolute classic, a nail-biter. Queens going up big in the first half, Guelph rallying and nearly pulling off the comeback in the second. 2023, Queens left here with a 24-17 victory. Folks, we are going to throw it to the Canadian anthem, and then I'll be back with the rest of your Grad Club pregame show. Got a word from our sponsor, a little bit of music, and we'll be back in action shortly. Sorry about that, folks. One second here. Just have a quick bit of pregame festivities to take care of. But yes, if there's something you need to keep in mind, these games are always close, especially games played at this stadium. So we should be in store for something fantastic here today. How it will work out, well, that's still anybody's guess. But this is going to be a big one, folks. I hope you will stay tuned. Here's a word from the Grad Club, and we'll be back at it shortly. This is Gales Game Day on CFRC.
Located in the heart of the Queen's University campus, the Grad Club is a premier destination for concerts, events, and private gatherings in the city of Kingston. The Grad Club and its staff pride themselves on creating a safe, inclusive space for all. Interested in booking your next event, function, or study group? Head to thegradclub.ca for more information. Club pregame show. Coming up next, kickoff and first quarter football action brought to you by the Grad Club.
We stand on guard for thee.
folks, a beautiful rendition of the national anthem by Rachel Guthrie. We are just a few moments away from kickoff here at Alumni Stadium. Thank you once again to our pregame show and title sponsor, the Grad Club. You'll hear more on the Grad Club shortly, as they are also, fittingly enough, our first quarter sponsor. If you're just joining us, folks, this is Gales Game Day on CFRC. We have got one heck of a football game between York Queens Gales and the Guelph Griffins. Guelph playing for their playoff lives. The Gales trying to lock up a first round home playoff game in the friendly confines of Richardson Stadium. There is everything to play for and everything to lose. And I will make note that number 44, Justin Pace, is not in the lineup today. A big loss for this Queens defense. Number 33, Brandon Spence, who played very well last season, he will be in Pace's stead. Also worth noting, number 46, Jeremy Hiscox, is not in the lineup today. So we have got Zach White, number 40, stepping up to fill Jeremy Hiscox's big shoes. So the Gales, a little shorthanded defensively, still missing Matt Camillo offensively. We're hoping that is nothing serious. But otherwise, a lot of continuity, knock on wood, for this offensive unit. The coin toss has been commenced. Queens has deferred, so they will have choice in the second half. Oftentimes, when you defer the kickoff, it's because you want to take the wind at your back. So we'll likely see this Guelph offense on the field first, which will be a great test for this shorthanded Queens defensive unit. Tyler Mullen, Matt Driver, your usual kicking duo. Also worth noting, number 82, Ben Walker, not just listed at long snapper, but he is your backup slot back to number one, Cedric Smith. Jared Kasari, your starting tailback, flanked by Ethan Dahl.